We ready?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Let's do it. Are you ready, cats? Status update on new intro.
It's going to take a hot second.
Okay. Is he doing it?
He's going to do it. I have to send him specific clips, and I can't tell you what those clips are. But first, they have to be located through 77 episodes.
Gotcha. Okay, it's understood. All right. Well, this is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany. I have Kathleen over there.
Hello.
And Sam over there. And okay, full disclosure.
Oh, boy.
I am in the worst mood today.
That's horrifying because you're smiling.
Oh,
you've got really pretty jewelry.
Thank you. I'm going to push through. You gave me this jewelry.
I did.
I'm going to push through this podcast, but I am in a profoundly crabby mood.
Can you express why?
Yes.
Yeah, please do.
Oh, I can.
I live for this.
Because I came to work today wearing a tight short dress and an oversized trench coat.
Hell yeah, you did.
And I wore the trench coat like it's an indoor item.
Yeah.
Because it makes me happy and I like the way it looks with the short dress.
But right. You know, it's the type of material on the trench coat that it kind of can be an indoor item.
Thank you.
It brings you joy.
It makes me happy. You would have thought I came to work wearing a tinfoil hat.
Oh.
Because everybody had to say something. Mm-hmm. Everybody had to look at me like I was a moron. Certain people had to make jokes constantly.
Yep.
Some people
Give me one guess.
Yeah. Some people had to tell me I looked stupid.
No,
I was I'm over it. So, like, let me live. So can I just live?
How about you just start easy? If that's going to be the rule, then we're all allowed to start commenting on other people's fashion choices.
Exactly.
Is that going to be the game?
Don't let David Brody bother you because he doesn't eat anything green.
You know what? He was the least of my worries
today. Because I heard him say something too. He called you Carmen Sandiego.
That was the one time he mentioned it and I didn't respond and he got the hint. It was other people.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And I am over it.
Yeah.
People can just wear what they want without it having to be a issue. I'm so done.
They just don't understand.
No fashion shaming. No fashion shaming.
And it just becomes a thing. And then they see that you're pissed, so they poke.
A few years ago, I was really into mixing and matching prints, which is also one of those fashion concepts that people just don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my mom, every time she saw me, would say something to me.
It's like, it's not your business.
Yeah. Yep.
It's
basically
really not your business.
Yep.
You know, the best retaliation response is, hey, I'm sorry that you can't pull it off, but you don't have to put me down.
That's
actually really good.
I love that.
I wish I had thought of that.
I love that. I had to tuck up my nose ring this weekend because I was going to a bridal shower for a friend of mine. And my mom looked at me while we were walking in and she said, would you mind tucking your nose ring up? And my pupils must have dilated. And she says, I'm so sorry. I don't care, but I know these people, they're going to care and it's going to reflect on me and they're going to be weird to me. So I'm just asking you to do me a personal favor and like just tuck it up.
Why do they care?
They should.
Why does it matter?
Because prissiness is deprissiness and deprissiness.
If your nose ring makes it so that they're infertile, I can see why that would be an issue. But your nose ring has no bearing on their lives.
Extra for the fertility charm on my nose
ring. It's one of my pet peeves.
It really is. But I said to my mom, I didn't pierce it for them. Why would I hide it for them?
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference? And she was just exhausted. She was on my side. She's like, I'm not disagreeing with you, Sam, but please.
It's like picking your fights.
Fine.
Have you ever had some place to go and you wanted to wear one thing, but you said to yourself, these people won't understand what I'm about to wear, so I can't wear it?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Like if you have family in other parts of the country.
Yes.
I guess, yeah.
Or different groups of friends that you hang out with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an example?
Every time I go out to California to see my aunt, mm-hmm. I'm really sick of hearing the comment, you look very New York.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? We have songs about us, people.
Like, that outfit is very New York.
Right. It's like, what does that mean?
I mean, yes, I understand that California casual is a thing that people abide by very strictly in that state.
Right. But it's like, I like I like living in a place that accepts if I want to wear a ball gown skirt to brunch, I'm going to, and 9 times out of 10, no one cares. But for some reason in this place, people will give you hell for it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because it's mostly dudes. It was no woman commented on my jacket
Can
today.
I ask one question, which matters, it doesn't make it okay or not, but it matters to me to know this. Was it all, sorry for the word, was it all ignorance comments, or was there viciousness
behind it?
There
was viciousness behind
That's
it.
That's not ever, oh, no.
Yeah.
No. If you're going to be mean, be stupid.
But I don't understand, because you look fabulous.
Thank you.
It's like your jacket is this sort of mauvey moss green color.
I love it so much.
And it's very drapey, very flowy. And then the dress underneath also has that like moss green undertones, and it's like printed. So it's the, you know, the contrast between the solid and then the print, and then your dangly chandelier earrings.
Thank you, Kathleen.
And your high ponytail has like a lot of volume. I could keep going. Let me see your face.
I'm wearing
and your
sandals
from Wanted that I wear every single night.
Right? Wait, you bought this for you.
Yeah,
you didn't think about anybody.
No.
So how dare they even think that they might have an opportunity to take you down because of it?
It's just annoying.
Done.
Yeah.
It's just annoying, but it's cool. I just wanted to get that out there.
Yeah.
So in case I was a little bit more quiet than normal, people would know why. Piss me off, but I'll be okay.
I understand, and you should be pissed.
Thanks, man.
Speaking of pushers,
oh yeah,
you're pushing through.
Fashion pushers, yes, they are being anti-fashion pushers. Maybe that's the right phrase.
Sure,
I don't know.
Not forward-thinking pushers. They're pushing against the forward thinkers.
They're pushing their negativity.
Maybe they have to push out constipation. That's why they're in a bad mood.
Yeah,
that would do it to me.
What is the top? What's the pushing topic for today?
Just don't be a pusher, I think, is the moral of this podcast.
Oh yeah, so Kathleen and I are totally being pushers.
Yeah, you guys are being different kind of pushers, and you're pushing me, and I am close to the edge.
So explain it.
So I am a pet person in general. I love me some critters.
And I think in a different life you were maybe a veterinarian.
I would love, thank you, Kathleen. Mm-hmm. I really hope so. So I, not only do I love animals, and I always have to stop to pet every dog, and all creatures out there are magnificent and whatever. A few months ago, Danielle got 2 new cats, and I was very excited for her. And then a couple weeks ago, Bethany got 2 new cats. I'm like, this is awesome. Very excited for you. And Kathleen got 1 new cat this week. I'm like, this is awesome. I'm very excited for you. And
Cannoli.
Froggy goes on air this week and says he's thinking about getting a second dog. And I had a mini freak out in my studio because I am so in need of this love, but I'm not in a place where I can get it. So it's just driving me nuts. And I vocalized that to Bethany and Kathleen.
Yeah.
And the two of them respond with photos of friends that need to be adopted.
Yeah, you have a thing for hairless cats.
Oh,
yeah.
If it's a cat, it's going to be hairless.
Yeah, and there's a gorgeous hairless cat at the same place that Danielle and I both adopted our kittens, and she is in need of a home. And she is very special needs. She's got some surgery issues that she's going through right now. Her eyes are big and black and beautiful. She's bat ears.
She's so pretty.
She's beautiful.
Her name is Sabrina.
She's so wrinkly.
I know.
She looks like a Sabrina.
She really does. She looks like a witch. She looks like a good witch.
I want to put her whole body in my mouth.
So I sent the picture, and we were like guilting Sam with texts saying things like, I wonder what it's like to not have a home.
And you have such a lovely home. That's warm. There's a roof over it. There's food inside.
You guys have to just trust me when I cry to you. Accept my bitching. It's part of the friendship. You have to accept my complaining and my constant whining that I don't have one. But trust me when I say I can't right now.
Why can't you?
There's 2-part reason. First part is my current roommate, and I think we went over this once before. She is not she doesn't have a fear of animals, but I walk around Jersey City with her. I've brought my family dog home. She doesn't like them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been down to pet and say hi to everyone, and she smiles.
It's
she won't. She doesn't
thing.
Even need to pet them. Like, she'll just stand there until I'm done, and then we walk away. So A, it's not her thing, and B, you guys know how nutty our schedules are.
Yeah.
That I would feel so. I need to know that whatever pet I do have would be perfect with my family's dog, and he's not a pet dog.
Sure.
You know, so it could go either way. There's been a couple snippy dog park problems.
Yeah.
So between those two things, like I could only imagine, okay, let's say I get over the roommate thing, she's okay with it. I don't have the money to just be able to bring him to a good place to watch him.
Right. And cats don't do great being boarded anyway.
Yeah, I would never want to cause anxiety or nerves to the buddy. And then can you imagine, you have it already, it's too late, you're in love, and then my dog Oliver can't get along with it. Like, I need more money because I need to know that that's an I can buy some sanity if I need some, and I need to live alone or with a different person who wants a pet.
And somebody who's maybe home or has different. Like Bethany got two cats.
Yes.
And ew. I wish I could have gotten two cats. My apartment's just not big enough. But I'm almost jealous of Bethany's cats because they can keep each other entertained.
Which is why I got two.
And smart. My husband works from home, but he's taking a meeting in the city right now. And I'm just thinking of Kitty all alone at home on her third day in my house. And I need to go home and play.
She's so cute, Kathleen, cute. That I'm angry. I've never been more mad at the two of you.
She's so cute. How old is she?
I think she's like 8 or 10 weeks. Oh my she's God. Really little. So Bethany has Loki and Minerva Purr.
Yeah.
And then I have Cannoli, and Danielle has Fred Sheeran. And oh, what's the name of her other cat?
Diggy.
Fred Sheeran and Diggy.
I'm gonna get a fish.
You should get a fish.
You can get a fish.
Hermit crabs.
They have fish harnesses.
Hermit crabs smell. You should not get a
no,
hermit
I'm not
crab.
Gonna do a hermit crab. Can I take a turtle for a walk?
No. I mean, a slow one. They're not really motivated to go in a straight line.
I saw someone in Central Park once walking a turtle in a stroller.
Okay.
Oh, wasn't that person looking for a babysitter?
A turtle there
was
walker.
There was an ad that went out for a turtle walker. I think it's that person.
I saw that.
Yeah. So we're told, but you're very smart because a lot of animals end up in shelters because people don't realize that they can't handle them right now, and then they just leave them on the street. So please don't leave them on the street if you can't handle them. Take them to a shelter.
Think it through first.
Think it through first. So I commend you for knowing what your limitations are right now.
But you're also going to send me hashtag cat porn. AKA adorable Sphinx cats.
Oh, I'm totally going to torture you.
They're so ugly. They're beautiful.
Yeah. If you live in the New Jersey, New York area, Pennsylvania too, Bethany and I both adopted our cats from Happy Homes, Inc. So just do a Google search because it's a really fabulous company.
They're pretty great.
Animal adoption company.
Yes, please adopt if you have the option. Can we please stop this anxiety? I'm starting to play with my fidget spinner because I want these animals so much. Please tell me that you guys have pushers in your life or have had experience with pushers.
Oh. Or I'm a pusher.
You're a pusher
of what?
I love this underwear brand from Target called Gillian O'Malley.
Yes, I've never heard of them.
Yes.
Anytime anybody wants to talk to me about underwear, I'm like, wait, you need to go to Target right now and go buy some Gillian O'Malley seamless underwear.
Yeah.
Because it's really comfortable and it's very cheap. And I think it's just as good as some of my high-end stuff.
Sized by Pastel Color Tab.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like this pushing.
Yeah.
This is much more, I can work with this pushing.
And then I start taking like screenshots of like the underwear that I own and then sending it to people. And then I realize that it's like borderline creepy and I need to stop sending people pictures of my underwear.
But her stuff, I just assume it's a she. She makes like beautiful stuff. It's very silky and satiny and pretty.
I like this.
Affordable. Yeah. Very affordable.
It's my favorite word.
A lot of times there's a sale going on, like $5 for $25.
Yeah.
Kathleen's a panty pusher.
But in my life, I have two friends who are baby pushers.
Hardcore
baby pushers. One has four kids, one has two kids, and they're 31 years old like me. And when I said I'm getting a kitten, they said, well, why wouldn't you just have a baby?
Because they're different things.
That's the follow-up.
Because they're totally different things.
And whether it's replace baby with marriage, engagement, dating, like I think anybody can kind of relate to that.
Yep. Yeah. I do give it a pass for relatives over the age of 80.
Why?
Because I have come to the place where I hope it's not true, but I feel like there's fewer joys in their life.
Yeah.
So they want me, their niece/granddaughter, like they need the joy.
Okay, but am I a horrible, I have no patience, especially today. So how about like maybe that's your fault for not finding joy? Like maybe you got to find a damn book or something.
I mean,
it's not my fault to have a kid because you're bored.
It's horrible. It's why I tolerate it. I'll speak back to my friends who do that kind of stuff or even my mom. Like the joke in the family, I'm the eldest of three girls and my little sister's name is Dominique and my mom will go, I want a grandkid. Sam, can you lean back so I could talk to Dominique?
Yeah.
Like that's the, you know, it's the joke in the family now. But whenever my auntie, you know, from Italy, who's 92, like, you know, mentions how much she wants a little one, looks at me, I'm like, I get it. You can't wipe your own ass right now.
That's all you have.
This is all you have.
I wish I could make you happy. I'll bring snow cones next time.
Yeah,
I mean, I can do snow cones.
Yeah, but no, I can see that.
I feel bad.
I have a fun pusher in my life. And this is interesting coming on the heels of the not being the fun girl conversation.
Do we know said person?
Yeah. It's a couple of people actually who do this, where if I'm out and I'm past the point where I can be out anymore and I'm literally falling asleep at the table.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say it's time for me to go, and they'll be like, "No, you gotta stay. You're so lame. Everything's, you know, it's like you gotta party like half an hour more." And I absolutely stand up for myself and say I have to go.
Yeah.
But they like push that guilt and like, you have to have more fun. Like, have more fun. We're gonna all go out and get more wasted. Like, have more fun.
Right. Like, that's the decision. Like, have more fun. I didn't realize that's what we were doing.
Sorry.
I'll stay then in that case.
I feel like I'd be more inclined to stick around if somebody, instead of like, "Oh, you're so lame. Like, where are you going? You're so old." Someone would be like, "Hey, please don't go. I love your company. You know, like, aww, I want to hang out with you more. Like, let's sit down. Don't leave. Let's chat."
Yeah. Turning it into a positive would be a little helpful. But if you know the feeling, like if you're tired, you're tired.
You still want to go home.
You're
just
tired.
Trust me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's the fun pusher.
Yeah.
I used to live with a fashion pusher.
But how does that present?
She was a retail pusher. Her idea of, like, whenever I want to chill with you guys, it's like I'd love to go get a coffee or like a drink or even stay in a Netflix.
Yeah.
She needs to, her hanging out will involve stepping into stores.
Oh, yeah.
It will, she don't, and just secondhand, I, of course, you know, I'm human. I would see something and I would end up like, crap. I'd buy one thing to her six things.
Yeah.
But there was a point in time where we didn't have a couch because she would buy so much that there was no more room in her room, and she had to lay things out in the living room.
That's crazy.
In order to, just to have it. So I just couldn't spend time with her anymore. I would find myself avoiding social time because I just knew it would, you know, there would be a shopping trip somewhere. I can't afford it. I don't have space for it. More importantly, I don't need it.
Who has the energy to go shopping in an actual store?
My ex was like that too, though. Like, if we were bored, shopping it was.
That was his thing?
Yeah. And I went through half of my savings account when I was with him because it was nothing but shopping and going out for dinner. And it just becomes so expensive. But it's like, well, let's go do it. And you want to spend time with the person. So you go and do it.
Deep question. Do you think that was because it brought genuine joy, or was it filling or avoiding?
It was filling a void, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was like, well, what else is there to do?
Yeah. Okay.
We go shopping.
I don't even remember the last time I actively set foot in a mall to shop.
Is that crazy?
I return things at the mall.
Yeah.
Or stores, because I buy them online and buy them a couple sizes and then go back and return what I don't need. But I don't remember. I was like, let's go walk around at the mall.
I know, it's crazy.
Kathleen ordered literally 10 pairs of sneakers. She comes in my studio and says, "I just ordered some sneakers. I can't bring them home. Can I keep them in your studio?" I'm like, yeah. She comes in with a box the size of her body.
Like, what about when you bought like 10 pairs of black capri slacks?
Black capri slacks in all different sizes and styles.
Yep.
I'm really sure that the people at the stores, when I come in with like returning 15 pairs of pants because I kept exactly one of them, they're really thrilled.
But that's smart. At least then you know what you're getting. You know what fits perfectly, and you send the rest back, and that's not illegal.
It's not helping with my carbon footprint at all.
Okay.
I mean, there's that.
I like how concerned you are about that. That brings me joy.
I am concerned about that.
Be.
Yeah.
Aren't you guys concerned about your carbon footprint?
Totally. Yes. Mine sucks.
I'm sorry.
Mine's huge. Mine's a size 15.
I reuse paper towels. Like, if I've only dried my hands on them, I fold them up and I put them away to like wipe up the floor, like something that's dirtier than my wet hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's fun, which is not fun at all, but I'm going to say is fun because my mother's very aware of that as well, is all you have to do is tally. If you don't use washcloths, but you use paper towels in your house for kitchen and bathroom, just keep a tally of how many you use a day.
Mm.
Because if you didn't spill something, like after some time, you'll be like, why did I use 12 more this one day? Mm. And it's as simple as you're not paying attention. Like, I do that. Yeah, it's a really good way to save money and save,
save the environment.
The environment.
Yeah.
Hashtag environment pushers.
Yeah, we are.
Sorry.
Well, we would like to hear what kind of pusher you are, or the kind that you have in your life, because I'm sure there's a billion that we didn't think of.
Yeah.
And we're probably guilty of some of them too. tweet at us at Acquired Podcast, because we want to hear what's going on in your life.
And we also post pictures sometimes which I feel like we should probably do something this
week. We should probably get better at that.
We should do a bonus follow-up episode to this about pushing, where people email us. Yeah.
Push us.
AnAcquiredTastePodcast@gmail.com
Yes.
About the pushers in your lives, because I think that this would be really interesting to hear from our listeners.
I would agree with that.
Can I tell you a fun story, but a really crappy story about an alcohol pusher?
Yeah.
She's fine. Everything's fine. I'm going to start with everything's fine. But she was a really, she also was a party pusher, specifically the drinking portion. And she was on the second floor of a building, and there was a terrace, and she leaned over on the terrace and fell over, and she fell on her face. And the doctor said the only reason she survived was because she was so drunk that she was completely relaxed.
Yeah. I had a friend who had the same thing happen.
Isn't that amazing? She's great now. In fact, she's so great that she's sitting on a small fortune because the lawsuit, it was a long time ago, but...
What the hell?
Be responsible about what you're pushing, people.
Did the balcony terrace railing collapse?
It did. It did. So, yeah.
Was this just like an apartment building that somebody lived in?
No, it was a venue. It was a hall. It was a party.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, isn't that nuts?
So she didn't fall over. It collapsed.
She didn't fall over. She just kept doing that thing where you're like, you're not paying attention to your surroundings, and she kept railing her body against the rail.
And it just fell. Oh my gosh.
Did she break any bones?
She has a very handsome scar. She definitely broke bones. She definitely broke bones.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
What about the types of pushers that you want in your life? Like, I want the type of pusher that tells me to watch something on Netflix.
Yeah.
That's a healthy pusher.
Or the type of pusher who owns a small farm and brings me, you know, a bag of fresh strawberries or fresh eggs from their chicken coop every day.
Or like runs a petting zoo and wants you to come play with their goats.
Yes.
The goat pusher. The notorious goat pusher.
Yeah, I would like a goat pusher in my
or
life.
Or the pusher that works at like a really cool fashion company and can't use all of the samples that they make.
Yeah.
Oh, the woes in our life. Our imaginary friends.
Like a massage therapist who just like has all this extra energy.
Yes.
He's like, you really do need a massage, Bethany. And I'm like, you're right.
You're so horrible. Oh, fine,
you're
I'll
right.
You.
For the pusher who has a passion for taking out garbage and recycling.
Yes.
They want a key to my apartment.
Yeah.
That bastard.
A benevolent uncle who has so much money that he just keeps throwing it at me, forcing me to take it.
Guys,
I'm sorry, mysterious benevolent uncle.
These hypotheticals are bringing me down because I know it will never happen.
They're pretty great. Should we go around and say what we learned this week?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Cool.
What'd you learn this week, Sam?
I learned things are better when you feel like you earned them.
Explain.
So I started selling clothing that I will never wear. It's like, why do I even have you on this app called Poshmark, which is not a new app in itself. But I just really started putting stuff on there like that I don't want to get rid of because I don't know if I want it or not. But when you're like, maybe I'll be rewarded with something, it's different. It'll help you purge the stuff from your closet. So I bought things that I love, and I'm so much more obsessed with them because I haven't had to pay anything because it's all the credit I've had from my app.
Yeah.
So I love like the items of clothing I have now.
How do you send that stuff? Do you have to walk your butt to UPS and ship it?
Maybe a regular human, but I just put it in the mailroom in our building because they have, because they send you the shipping label. Like, as soon as there's a sale, as soon as you click accept or someone else clicks accept, right in your inbox, you just print it and stick it on a box.
Oh, so you need to have a box.
Yeah, but I have a crap ton of those, too.
Interesting.
I have plenty of boxes. Yeah.
Kathleen,
I love box.
What did you learn this week, Kathleen?
I'm kind of worried that my kitten is not going to love me. Aww. So I've been learning the love language of cats.
What did you learn?
So when you're feeding them, you have to pet them.
Oh, okay.
Aww. So then they associate, you know, the joy of eating with being pet and touched. Okay. And then you have to blink at them very slowly. That's how you say you love them. I don't know why. I don't know why when I blink slowly, I also have to talk slowly.
She just went full sloth mode.
Yeah. Yeah. And my husband said something to me like, haven't you read anything about blinking at cats? like I didn't know. So I looked into it.
It's true. Yeah, it's totally true. Yeah.
Do they blink slowly at you guys? Mm-hmm. You notice that?
Yeah. Like if they're really happy.
Yeah.
They'll blink super slowly at you. They'll like gaze at you.
Yeah, like they look relaxed.
And like I have, there's a picture, I think I've shown this to you, and you'll get these pictures of Cannoli where like all of a sudden, it's a little girl, right?
Yeah.
Of just like gazing. Like here's a picture of Loki just gazing, and that's like the slow blink.
He looks like he has sleepy eyes, but maybe he just has blinky eyes.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated.
Yeah, it's one of the most rewarding things.
Oh, wait, maybe Oliver, your late cat, liked me a little more than I thought he did.
Would he slow blink at you?
I always felt so judged.
Aww.
Sometimes I got slow blinked at.
No, he loved you.
Oh, no, I just said something really stupid.
No, that's the slow blink. It's lovely. It's a good thing.
Can you imagine humans slow blinking at each other? Imagine you went on a Tinder date and this person was so infatuated with you, they just spent the whole night slow blinking at you.
Gosh, I'd call 911.
No patience.
I'd think that I was about to be murdered.
No.
Murdered in my face.
What did you learn, Bethany?
I learned that every once in a while, you need to switch up your makeup routine if you wear makeup. Because
Amen.
My skin started rejecting the makeup I was wearing.
Really?
Yeah, it would just like come off. Like it was... You know when you like used to color in crayon and then you would try to use watercolor paint over it and it would just bubble
yeah.
and beat up? Oops. Like my makeup was basically doing that on my skin after a while and it just was gross and not working. So I switched back to a different brand that I really liked and my skin is much happier. So I think just every once in a while your chemistry changes,
Absolutely.
The seasons change.
They say you have to change your shampoo, so it would make sense that you have to do your makeup as well.
Yeah.
It just gets used to the ingredient combination or something.
Yeah, so just it's a good reminder that you know maybe it's time. Like the stuff that I'm using right now is more matte, and which is good for the summer.
Yeah.
And the stuff I was using before was a little bit more like creamy, so it's better for the winter.
And I like to mix. I mix my different.
You're a mixologist.
You're a mixologist.
That's awesome. Didn't know you're supposed to throw makeup away. I'm probably late to the party on this one. That there's a container on the back of each thing with a number.
Yeah.
I didn't know that meant how many months you're allowed to have it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I have mascara from like NOM.
Oh, throw that away.
I like it.
Yeah, no,
I
it's so bad
it
for
sometimes.
You. You can get really bad infections.
I had no idea. People, don't be me.
Yeah, throw your mascara away.
Do you guys have this? I've been finding all my old makeup because I was cleaning and getting ready for the cat, and I have a huge box of makeup. Like, I could put on makeup 3 times a day for the next 3 years, and I still wouldn't use everything
sealed,
that I have.
You could sell it on Poshmark and just get new stuff.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's but then I have idea. To send it.
You do have
I'm
to
so
send
lazy.
It.
But you get the shipping label in the mail.
That's true.
I'll walk it to Anita when I walk over my stuff.
All right. Thank you so much for listening this week. Follow us on Twitter, like we said, at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram, at Acquired Taste Podcast. Where else?
And Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast.
Yes.
Awesome. Oh, and make sure to check out, it's when we post this, it will be tomorrow, so Thursday.
Yes.
Watch Date Night Live on Lifetime.
Yes.
It's the live premiere. It's a awesome new dating show on Lifetime that I'm on. And
I thought you were going to leave that part out.
No, I'm not.
It sounded like you're doing a commercial.
It's like a commercial. No, it's not.
By the way, I'm on it.
And we watch live dates live. The camera crews are live on the ground in the different cities around the country live. It's madness in the control room because all of the different producers for each city are talking live to the camera crews on the ground in each city, asking what's going on in the date, watching the live footage. Like, we're bouncing back and forth between all of these dates. There's like 5 to 7 dates every episode that we watch, and it's really fun. And so it's on Lifetime this Thursday. And every Thursday for the next like 8 weeks, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern time.
Weird reminder, we all have faces, and it's going to be one of the first times you actually get to see Bethany.
Yeah.
It's not radio, and it's not a podcast.
It's pretty great. And the hair and makeup people and the wardrobe people are incredible, so I'm going to look presentable,
Ooh,
which I'm very excited
about.
I've
seen the photos. Oh, one more thing. Okay, I'm going to post on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook about our latest podcast, the one that we're doing right now.
Yes.
We've been toying with the idea of doing an event for charity with this podcast.
Yeah.
Somewhere in New York City, probably. One would be involved, probably. If you would attend, maybe sometime in October, leave us a fruit emoji, please, so we know how much interest we'll have in the event.
And if you make a fruit salad, we know you'll bring your friends.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, fruit, how many friends you'd bring.
This is not, don't take emojis lightly, people. Don't fruit if you can't come.
Right.
Please, our first fruit, honestly.
We want committed fruit.
A first Acquired Taste podcast event.
That'd be awesome. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you again next week.